Hello and welcome to Rob Variety Podcast Show, and today we're going to be talking about This Is My Life Episode 2, and we'll be talking about the segments of 2003 to 2008, which is my school years. And my school years comprise of year 7 to 11. And please note, obviously, they are accountable notes. There are some bits I will leave out due to the fact that they're extremely personal, and that I will obviously, if people would like me to put them in future episodes, I will. So in year 7, obviously I started a Church of England school. And for me, it was the scariest time of my life. And the reason why I say it was the scariest time of my life was because I wanted to achieve. And it became to that. But then, with any school, you're going to get bullies. You're going to get nasty people. And from year 7 to 9, it was bully after bully after bully. And yes, it was really hard. I can't imagine a day where it wasn't hard. But I wouldn't be able to succeed if it weren't for my best friend from school. She'd made my life a whole lot easier. It was like as though the weight, the burden, was lifted off my shoulders. And yet, even though I was being bullied, I could talk to her about it. I could talk about how it was affecting me. As I was there for her, she was there for me. So from year 7 to 9, obviously we had all different various classes. Maths, English, Science, RS. It was all the straightforward classes. And obviously the languages as well, because you can't forget the languages. And then by the time it hit year 10, I had obviously our work experience. The work experience was actually quite interesting, and it was so different. So I got to have a feel what it's like to be at work, to what it actually feels to be in an actual physical job, because for me it was something so different, and so I would say it can be strenuous, but I will admit it is something that it's always worth going for. So obviously we had that week of work experience, and then came back, we've had to do our options, and we did our options to decide what we wanted to do. So obviously year 10, I ended up doing travel and tourism, even though as much I didn't really like travel and tourism, in all fairness. It was more back then called leisure and tourism, because obviously in college I followed it off with travel and tourism. But even though I hated it, I had to do both anyway. It's complicated why it ended up the way it did. But my true passion is drama, theatre, acting. Such a pure, amazing concept of life when it comes to acting. And I do believe acting is my forte. And I always wanted to do that, but I never did. But in future episodes, I'll explain how I eventually did get into acting and how it made me feel and so much more. And as we were approaching towards year 11, we were still doing the same course, obviously from year 10 to 11. And then we had the final exams, the GCSEs, the AQAs, the works. And yes, I passed on most of my stuff. But yeah, I had difficulty doing maths, because maths wasn't my forte. No matter how I pushed myself, no matter how many times I tried, maths, nah. But yet, I did try. And I will say this. Believing in the possibility of achieving in that school, I felt at the time I couldn't. But it was just that glimpse of hope that I could, the willpower. Because that willpower is what made me the best I can be today. The best I physically can. And it carried on following from school. We had our prom, the big massive party in a golf course. Literally looked really, literally dapper. I looked incredible in myself. And we went into a limo. I did choose my best friend at school to be my prom date at the time. But unfortunately, the person in charge of the limo turned around and went, "Oh, I'm in charge. Oh, I'm going to basically put this person with that person." And I end up with nobody. Did that fault me from going to the prom? Nah. I was just angry the fact that I got treated that way. And in all fairness, because of what she did at the limo, I walked away from not my best friend, but my best friend's friend. Because my best friend's friend was the one that caused the switch, because she goes, "Oh, I'm in charge of the limo, la la la." So after that party, never saw them again. Don't get me wrong, it was sad. But as people say, life moves on. It moves on to the point where we have to live our lives and then live it to the full. So that is it for today's episode of This Is My Life. We'll be back in the next episode, where it will be about college. So that'll be from 2008 to 2010. So until next time, this is me, Rob, signing off. Goodbye for now. Ting ting. Peace.